5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I am Brady Hull. We've got Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass. And joining me in studio, the coach, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado sports history when it comes to high school basketball, the Bruce Dick. Bruce, how are you, my friend?
Oh, good, man. I was excited yesterday, you know, just following the draft.
You watched the entire draft.
I either listened or watched.
Oh, Bruce. I mean, isn't there something else? Isn't there, like, you know, something?
You know,
water slides or something fun to do?
Obviously, the special thing is your anticipation of Walker Martin.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I mean, it's awesome.
Where he's going to end up, because you know he's going to get drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this isn't one of those, you know, I hope the kid gets drafted. You know he's going to get drafted.
Right.
But, you know, where he lands.
52nd, right, by San Francisco.
52nd San Francisco Giants, you know, according to one baseball, you know, expert, perfect spot for him. That the Giants understand, they're the kind of organization that understands the talent, number one, that he possesses, and character. They listed those two things. And that, you know what? He comes from a small town. He's going to have to be developed. He hasn't, you know, continually been thrown into that level.
Yeah, and that's my question. I wanted to bring you on and talk about that, because you're a guy that really studies the draft, and then you study what happens to these players well after the draft. Well, in baseball, way different than the NFL. Guy gets drafted in the first round, maybe even in the last round, seventh round. You might see him on the field quite a bit the following season. Basketball, look at Christian Brown. You saw him.
Guaranteed.
On the court. He was a late first-round guy. Baseball's a little bit different because, again, you have high school guys, you have college guys, even the college guys. We'll talk about what the Rockies did with their guy out of Tennessee. You know, so what, realistically, when do you expect Walker Martin to actually throw his first pitch as a Major League Baseball pitcher? No,
he's not a pitcher, but infielder.
Infielder, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of the Rockies still. But when do you actually anticipate him playing?
You know, he's 19, which he is a little older than most of the high school kids drafted. Mm-hmm. And that was good and bad. That's good and bad, because there were actually some 17-year-olds kids that were drafted, and obviously they think their upswing is a little higher. But Walker, with his maturity, with his character, you know, if he would see the major leagues at age 3 or 4, that would be a steady climb. You know,
okay.
It could be longer.
That's kind of the norm when you get a
yes.
high school guy? It's going to take you a little, obviously
yes.
a little bit longer, but you're in that world. You're getting paid to play baseball. It's not the college scene, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, and remember how long it took Nolan Arenado actually, you know, Rockies to bring him up?
Yep.
You know, he's there, projected, one of the top prospect, but he didn't land, and I'd have to go back and look at actually the age that he was, but it just doesn't happen overnight. Getting to the MLB is probably the most difficult progress than any of our major sports that we really pay attention to in the U.S.
Why is that, Bruce? I've always wondered that, because every sport, we all have our arguments of which sport's more complicated and all of that. I think we can all agree that our big four, they're all complicated. To play at the pro level, football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, you got to be the best of the best to play at that level. Why in baseball does it take so much longer for young guys to get in, to finally get there, to stay there? I mean, why is it?
You can look good at a certain level, and you don't know if you're ready for the next level.
Yeah.
And it's such a progression, and it's such a difficult mind game as well. Baseball is such a mind game where the most successful guys fail, you know, over 70% of the time. So it's that mental aspect along with maturity, whereas if you look at Walker Martin now as a high school graduate, when he gets to the major leagues, he's going to look totally different. His body's going to change. His swing is going to be worked on. Just so many different things. And it's very few guys can just jump right into major leagues. Jackson Holliday is a great example of a fast rising climber. You know, drafted out of high school last year, number one pick overall by the Orioles. Great bloodlines, of course, with the Holliday family and great athleticism and baseball. But Jackson just got promoted to the Baltimore Orioles AA team, and everybody's is going, wow, this is amazing. He's already at the AA level after All-Star break.
It's phenomenal when you see that, and I think
so. He'll probably get to the majors maybe as a 20-year-old,
right? So, okay.
21-year-old.
In your mind, then, is it better to do what Walker's doing then, going from high school and then just jumping right in? Or you look at what the Rockies picked up with Chase Dolander at number 9. He played in the college game. So
yes.
What's more beneficial? Because you could make an argument for both, I suppose.
And you can make an argument. I can, you know, without ever being in that position, I don't know.
Every individual's
different because you know, you can always get your education.
Right.
So if you're just going for the educational aspect, you can always get that. And now baseball is obligated to pay for your baseball, to pay for your college education because you are a draft pick in Major League Baseball.
Wow, okay.
Do you want the college atmosphere and great programs like Arkansas that Walker's committed to? Like LSU, Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, on and on and on, have great developmental aspects as well. So I think I've heard the Giants do a tremendous job in developing. So I think it comes down to whether a young man, do you want to just go and do your thing right now and be an all-time baseball player? Or do you want that college life, that atmosphere, getting the education, you know?
So he still has those options in front of him.
He does.
He's drafted by – because this happened to Russell Wilson, right? He was drafted by the Rockies.
Yes.
And he goes on to play college sports, plays college football. And obviously the,
yes.
the Rockies would have been there for him if he decided that was where he wanted to go. But instead, he excels as a quarterback in the NFL – and he goes on to do that. So this is another reason why I think Major League Baseball draft is so fascinating, because as a team, you can draft a guy. A lot can change in his life and everything. Theoretically, he could get in, go to college, whatever. What if he struggles? What if he decides to go to the college game and struggles? I mean, what happens there? That's also a risk. This is why I love the aspect of saying
injury's a risk.
I'm just going to go play. I'm going to get into San Francisco's system. And I'm getting paid. I don't know what the pay is going to be, but I'm just going to be there focused on baseball.
Being a second-round draft choice, that's going to be negotiated, you know, and I don't know if there are conversations between, you know, Walker's family and the Giants preceding the draft to say, hey, this is where you're, you know, slotted if
sure.
we draft you here. This is the kind of money we're looking at. I don't have privy to those conversations, you know, but it just comes down to personal choice. I think it's terrific for young men that are not drafted high right now that have the opportunity to sign, maybe in the lower rounds, maybe it's better for them to go to college. I guess you always say, if it was me, you know?
Yeah, what would you do?
Darn it. I was hoping it would have been me a long time ago when I woke up, Brady. I think when I was 40 one day and said, oh, man, I'm never going to make it to the bigs. I'm still brokenhearted because that was my dream.
Yeah.
You know, to be a Major League Baseball player. That was my dream. I come from, I guess, the side that, go play baseball, man.
That's kind of where I am. With basketball, I always go like this. If I'm a kid, because now you're seeing all these leagues come up now. You saw in the NBA draft, the twin brothers, they were drafted.
Yes.
They weren't in the college ranks. They were in these different kind of club basketball teams, and we could talk about that. But I've always said, man, if I can go, and this is really my dream, and I can make a go of this, I'm going to go to a place where that's the focus. That is all I'm doing. I'm not taking economics and underwater basket weaving and all that stuff at college.
Not writing any more essays.
No, but if I'm on the edge, then I'm like, okay, I have to go because
yes.
I might falter and I might struggle, whatever. But if I feel like I got it and the scouts are telling me I got it, then I want to go be in that. I want to immerse myself in that world And I would just think, and I don't have any stats right now, Bruce, to back that up, but it would just seem to me that if that's your sole focus and you're not worried about class and staying eligible and all those things, and also the distractions that come with college, then I would think the best route would be to just go and immerse yourself in whatever San Francisco has in their farm system.
And a bright guy like Walker is still going to get a college education.
Yeah. But it would just be, yes. It could be different ways, online education or whatever.
Yes.
Because you see that, too, at all
and
pro level.
There's the other side of it, Brady. Only 48% make it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you don't go through the system.
Only 48% of...
make it of second-round draft
choices. Second-round draft, wow.
And that may be lower now. That was an old report because Jerry Schimmel said that last week that 48% of first-round draft choices make it.
Wow, so that's probably lower.
So it could be lower now, but it's an opportunity. It's a dream. You want to live your dream.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. I mean, now you're there. You've got this opportunity. What do you think? I mean, you've talked to him a lot. You've covered his games. You've interviewed him on your show, Coach Speak, throughout the course of the season. He's been on KFK a lot the last few seasons. I think he's been a Player of the Week several times.
Yeah, he is the Tribune, obviously, male athlete
sure.
of the year.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to do?
I don't know Walker well enough. As much as I've talked to him, watched him, I don't know him to actually ask him that or have.
Well, you'll probably get him on at some point.
We're sure trying.
And now he's busy all the time. Oh, probably. Phone's
you know,
up
he was
nonstop.
Talking to the Astros yeah. the other day. You know,
I gotta go, Bruce. I'm talking to the Astros.
Come on, Walker. The Astros didn't take you.
So he's committed to. You mentioned a few different schools that he's committed to. Obviously, all those schools would be big time. Those would be great schools to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he is committed to Arkansas.
Okay. But that doesn't, just for the listeners out there, that doesn't mean he's going to go play college baseball still.
Correct.
He could still just what would he do? Like, you go to whatever their farm
teams
are.
Start in the rookie league.
The Antelopes
yeah,
or something like that.
Start in the lower A league. Just start where most of the draft picks, as the draft continues, a lot of those draft picks will go to a rookie league, mm-hmm. a low class A league, and start their development.
This is why I love having you on here, too. Where do the NoCo Owls fit into all, not obviously with San Francisco, but where do they fit into the grand scheme of things where they are and as far as systems and moving guys up? Because I know Frank has talked to you several times about that's the goal is to get guys moving up. That's the ultimate. Yeah, they want to win, but they want to move guys up.
They're independent and they're okay. not affiliated with any major league team, but this is where. When Major League Baseball kind of during post-COVID eliminated so many minor league teams, teams like the Owls have taken a lot of these players and are in that developmental stage. With the Owls, the guys are college graduates, most of them.
Okay.
20 that we're talking 24, 25 year olds that are still hanging on to that dream. And then we're trying to project where some of these draft choices go. You had such a great question. Walker's 19. At what age would we anticipate him being in the major leagues?
Yeah.
And yet here we see the Owls with 24, 25, 26 year olds, not as talented as Walker coming out of high school.
Yeah.
None of these
guys.
So
those guys, I mean, maybe. Who knows? If they catch fire and just take over.
You know, Frank made the statement to me, one of his guys right now could be double-A ready.
Okay.
So there's potential there. So will somebody take the chance on him and sign him, you know, to an actual team? We'll see. And that's where Frank's goals are. He'd love all his guys to get signed,
right.
you know, and lose his players. That's part of being in the situation.
That's a tough job, too.
Yes,
you want that,
job.
But you don't want it at the same time because yeah. your team gets worse. So theoretically, you could have an Owls player just tear it up, and then a team could draft that player. Or how does that work? I've always wondered about that side too. Bruce.
Would probably not be drafted. They would probably just be signed.
But okay, potentially could they be drafted, or is that like no? That's
I have
not.
To find that out.
That one's always. This is why.
I don't think so because it's an amateur draft.
Okay, this is why the Major League Baseball draft always kind of slips through the cracks with people is because, yeah, that's cool. I mean, you're seeing who the Rockies got, and I'm like. I want to be excited about Chase Dolander, but how excited and when would he possibly be pitching for the Rockies? That he's a college player.
The college players are going to be more ready. So
he'll probably be ready
two to three years.
Okay. That's realistic.
The high end guys.
It's just interesting.
And then Brady, it's amazing in baseball. We're going to have a guy come through every team that we've not heard of that they're going to say, oh, yeah, this guy was like the last player picked in the 10th round, you know, or whatever, and he's going to make it. So it's just such, you know, it's really a crapshoot. It really is.
All drafts are a crapshoot.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. Baseball is probably the biggest crapshoot.
I think on steroids, yes.
I think you're 100% right. So let's talk about Walker Martin a little bit more, as we talked about. Will he, shortstop, is that what is that going to be a position for him?
You know, they say that. I have read some reports too that the way his body can develop and he puts on weight could be more of a corner infielder, third baseman.
Okay,
you know, he has good arm strength. He runs well. So much depends on the bat,
right? You got to be able to do both.
At both those positions, especially the corner position, the third baseman, you have to have some power. You know, Ryan McMahon's a really good example of that, who has developed into a guy that with decent power, good numbers, athleticism is off the chart. You know, he's showcasing
that even more this season. He was on the defensive side.
And guess what? Great high school quarterback.
Wow. Those kind of go
hand in hand. Walker Martin, great high school quarterback.
Those go hand in hand. You do hear more and more quarterbacks on that side of it, where if you can play quarterback, I mean, you can throw baseball.
And until Walker's senior season, three-sport athlete, because he played a lot of basketball growing up as well.
You've done color commentary on the baseball side with us for a little bit now, right? A few years?
Yes.
Did you know? When did you know that this guy was probably going to be a second round pick?
You never know if somebody's going to be a second round pick. But when I watched him play as a sophomore, I thought this kid is special. And he reminded me a lot of the tendencies that Andy Burns, who just retired from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who was drafted out of Rocky Mountain High School, went to Kentucky first and then to Arizona. But Andy just finished his career, and Walker just had so many of those traits. You could just see him glide to get the ground ball. You'd see the swing at the plate. One thing I think Walker has the benefit of, he swings from the left side of the plate. I think that's an advantage.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely huge. I just think it's so cool, man. I mean, Eaton, I know we do a lot of high school coverage for Eaton, and rightfully so. Look at how many great players they churn out. But now we're starting to get to that point where we're starting to count the pros that they're churning out. Baseball, obviously, this is huge, but we've talked about Austin Ekeler a lot and what
Football,
he's done.
Football, they had three guys in the NFL at the same time.
Yeah, was it Ekeler, Trent Sieg, and then Mitch Unrein at one point? Wow. I mean, that is phenomenal.
That's incredible.
You're a high school coach. You are a legendary high school coach, Bruce. Why is it that Eaton is able to do this? And it's not just the pro side. They have some of the most remarkable young athletes in the state of Colorado. We get listeners all the time. Why are you covering Eaton so much?
They're good.
Are you seeing they're good every year in every sport? Volleyball, football, baseball, basketball, track, probably. You name it. They're good. What's going on over there?
You know, here's what I've told people, and I've driven out to Eaton on like a fall Saturday morning for whatever reason. If you drive through the town of Eaton on a Saturday morning, all you see are kids playing sports.
It's just, that's what they're doing.
Whether it's near the rec center, at the baseball diamond, on the soccer field, volleyball, they're always playing sports. And it's such a big part of their culture, their strengths, their beliefs, the attitude they possess. If there's an all-American town, it's Eaton, Colorado.
I mean, we always joke.
They're patriotic. They do things the right way, which other places do too. They're not the Lone Ranger in that. But you ask why, and that I believe that is totally part of their culture.
It's just phenomenal, man. It really is. It's not just the Walker Martens of the world, which are pretty rare, but it's every year you're talking about a different sport being close to a championship.
Yes.
And there's something to that, what you're saying there. We all say that, yeah, there's a lot of towns that do that, where they play sports all the time. I grew up in Cheyenne Wells. We played sports a lot, but nothing like I had time for video games and driving the tractor and doing other things. These guys, that's what they're doing. Every day is like, hey, let's get the glove, let's go play baseball, let's go shoot hoops, whatever. That's every single day for them at the age of probably like 6 years old beyond.
And you have to have the talent. You
sure.
have to have the God-given talent, but to develop that and to develop the work ethic is what they do better.
Well, Walker Martin, like, his family's pretty athletic, too. Like, they're ridiculous,
yeah.
too. So you look at, because his mom was like, wasn't she a volleyball player
for
UNC?
I think so, and sister's going to South Dakota to join the Jackrabbits on the volleyball team. So
It's just, come on, you know? I mean, of course he's going to
go do something. I had a college professor one time, we were analyzing Olympic athletes, and somebody asked, you know, what is the biggest key? You know, for an Olympic athlete and spontaneous genetics.
I mean, it sure seems like it. I mean, we're seeing that more and more, too, where it's just families. Guys are getting older, their kids are getting drafted or whatever. It's just like a no-brainer.
Brady, funny point. I'm talking to another coach one time, and he says a parent comes in and says, you know, my kid should be playing more, this and that, and why isn't he? And coach looked at him. He says, I think he chose the wrong parent.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of our cases, too, right? I thought I was going to be 6 foot at one point, Bruce. I was pretty tall in second grade. And then I kind of slowed down.
It happens.
Bruce, awesome. Love what you're doing, man. Love the show. Love having you connected here with the station, of course. And you, what's really cool is what your show does is you're interviewing these players and these coaches throughout the course of every single year where we get to keep our eyes on some of these studs that are coming up through the systems. And, you know, we talk about growing the recruiting classes throughout the state of Colorado. Baseball certainly right there, and we want to
baseball's incredible.
That.
I will be shocked if there's not a few more high school baseball players drafted. Let's don't forget right down the road, Tate Smith. You know, phenomenal right-handed, committed to Oklahoma State. Let's see if he lands somewhere in this draft as well. And then, Mike Anderson recruited Mason Bright out of Severance. You know, he's getting that program going at the University of Northern Colorado, going to do a phenomenal job. I know he's running a camp today, and what a better place to be than, you know, camp with Coach Anderson. But so many good things happening with sports in Northern Colorado.
It's really true, Bruce, really is. And I appreciate what you do on your program highlighting that. Every single day. I know you got to get rolling, so we appreciate you, my man.
Got to go train some basketball kids.
We got to get those guys rolling on the basketball side, which I do. Fun interview coming up tomorrow, and a lot of that stuff. I know what you're doing with your camps and everything. Those are all, that's part of it. And that's how you get people involved, is really get them rolling early on and getting used to that.
I'm just going to give a plug. Shooting camp, two-hour camp tomorrow, just a one-dayer out at, which was the Power to Play. It is NoCo Center something. They've changed the name. But just 2 hours from 1 to 3 tomorrow afternoon, $40.
Can people how do they get involved right now?
You go to that website. It's still the Power to Play P2P, I think, website. Or give me a email at beysports@gmail.com.
I love it, man. Bruce, appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, okay? 29 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's hit the good, the bad, the ugly from the weekend that was. Nuggets Summer League. I mean, a couple of things stood out. We'll get into that more on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
This is Kristen Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Thanks to Bruce Dick for joining us. Bruce has interviewed Walker Martin. We have a good relationship with them here at the radio station. So what a cool thing, man. Let's get right to it. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. That's my good right there. Giants draft Walker Martin at number 52 overall, making the Eaton shortstop the 10th highest pick in Colorado high school baseball history.
With the 52nd pick of the 2023 MLB draft, the San Francisco Giants select Walker Martin, a shortstop from Eaton High School, Eaton, Colorado.
Awesome. What can you say? This is what it's all about. These are the stories we absolutely love, and to see it kind of, I'm not going to say come full circle yet, because the guy's got a long career in front of him, and I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously, a decision coming up. Is he going to go play college baseball, or is he just going to jump right into San Francisco's farm system there and see what kind of player he can become? But, man, just judging by what we know of him, especially, you know, I've never talked to him, but I know our staff here sat down with him a lot, and just knowing what they think of the kid, man, sky's the limit for that guy. The bad, Rockies drop another series, lost to San Francisco. They won the first game, Angel. You made the bold prediction, like breaking news, that they were going to lose all three. Angel, you were way off. They lost two. So how do you feel about yourself? You've completely gone against your roots of the Rockies bus that you and Tanner created a year ago. Feels like it would have been a safe bet to say they would have got swept. But they didn't. And here we are. The ugly. Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland goes down yesterday. Awkward. I couldn't tell by the fall if it looked that bad. But messed up his shoulder, his right shoulder against the Giants yesterday. Probably gonna miss some time. Man, that's a rough look for the Colorado Rockies. A season. Dude, it's only the halfway point. And the injuries continue to pile up. The losses continue to pile up. And it's just the Rockies are in no man's land right now. It is a tough time to be a Colorado Rockies fan. However, they did add two arms to start the draft yesterday. They took right-hander Chase Dullinger at number 9 and southpaw Sean Sullivan in the second round. Fastball. It's a fastball guy. From Tennessee. Chase is from Tennessee. So Bruce is thinking, we had Bruce Stick on just moments ago, thinking maybe this guy gets up, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years. We start to see him at the big leagues. Yeah, that'd be exciting. I'm yeah, it's good. The Rockies should be drafting pitchers. But you can't, like, tell me to get too excited. It's the Major League Baseball draft. You know, what was Bruce saying? Only 48% of first-rounders? We'll actually get to go to that level. So, yeah, give us some time here. What do we got here on, Joe?
We've got a former minor league baseball pitcher from drafted out of Greeley West High School, Mr. Rod Scheller.
Okay.
Shared some of his thoughts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Rod, welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Brady.
How you doing, my friend?
All right, man. Hey, long time ago. 1975, I was drafted out of Greeley West High School.
Awesome.
In the third round by the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I never made it past Double A. But I just want to say it's a lot of hard work. And Walker has already, I think, proven. I don't know the family. I don't know the young man. But I'll tell you what, you don't get there by just luck. Get there by hard work. Get there by hard work.
Well, and I appreciate you calling in on that too, because it's a long road, isn't it? I mean, even if you have all the skill set in the world, all the talent in the world, who knows what can happen in the next few years? It is baseball to me is like the hardest one to navigate. You could speak to that more than me. The hardest one to navigate, as far as a guy that was a stud in high school, a guy that's a stud in college. When might their time come in the major leagues? Who knows? That's still a big question mark.
Very correct. Actually, like you say, you're the big stud, big man on campus, like I was here in Greeley, Colorado. And at that time, we didn't even have full-time scouts. They were called bird dogs.
Mm.
And anyway, I got to my first season, a minor league, I guess you call it rookie ball, Northwest League. I was playing in Bellingham, Washington. And I tell you what, I had never been hit so hard, struggled so much in my life, and I started to question myself. And I had no one to turn to. Well, I think the kids nowadays, they actually have scouts on their side, backing them up. And I really, personally, I don't really want to get into it, but I didn't really have a family unit to turn to. But anyway, one thing you do realize is there are some remarkable, remarkable athletes out there.
No question about it, man. I mean, there are remarkable athletes. They have a great, you know, that's a big part of it, too. I'm glad you bring that up. Tell you what, Angel, give Rod my email. Have him shoot me an email. Let's talk more, man. I would love to learn more about your story. I think that would be fantastic. Thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, Brady, can I say one thing more?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
My first year, we started the season, no wins, 25 losses. And like I say, it's split season. We ended up 17-63. And we were so bad that at that time, they had like Monday night baseball.
Mm.
We didn't know it, but they were going to put us on Monday night baseball. And we're playing on the road, and we won a game. And so they decided not to put us on.
Oh, no, man. That's not cool. That's not cool, bro.
You know, but I'm telling you what, Brady, that was something else, though, man. Mm. I mean, I can tell you minor league stories. You see Major League. You see Bull Durham. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. I could tell you stuff like I can tell you stuff about taking the bus and getting our manager out of jail. I mean, on and on, you know.
Those are the stories, though. Those are the best stories.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, yeah, get my email. We'll do this again. We'll get you on the program. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, shoot me an email. I love this. This fascinates me. So I'd love to get you on for a longer conversation.
Can I hang and talk to Angel real quick?
You can talk to Angel. Yes, you can. All right, I'll hang on the line.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there we go. Give him my email address. There, Angel. I mean, it's Brady@1310kfka.com. That's a good story. 11:42 the time. Hang on the line, Rod. We're going to take a quick break here. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's a brush up on our history, huh, Angel? That Rod Scheller then. So Walker Martin's the first player drafted into the major leagues from Weld County since Rod. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Okay, so we're going to talk to that guy. That'll be a good conversation. Excuse me. Thanks for the call there, Rod. What do you think of Major League Baseball draft?
It's a lot of guys that I'm not going to see for a while.
That's why you can't get too excited about it.
I've played too much MLB The Show to get drafted in the seventh round, and it takes me a season and a half to get to AAA. That's how it goes, right? Single, double, triple.
There's a lot of A's in there, man. Yeah, single, double, triple A. Well, there's your experience. You're speaking from it.
Yeah.
It's not quite Rod's experience.
And I've done it like six or seven times.
But this is a really cool thing. Baseball is the one, though. I was telling Bruce as he was walking out, I was like, okay, you take Trey McBride, who played, he was a local guy. He got drafted, he played for CSU, tore it up. Unfortunately, they weren't very good during his time, but he was. He gets drafted in the second round, had meaningful snaps, had a lot of meaningful stats. Not to say Arizona was good last year, but still, meaningful time playing as a rookie. It's just a different sport. I mean, all hockey's kind of like this, too, where they're drafting 16- and 17-year-olds. Football in the NBA, this is why the drafts kind of, to me, go in this order. It's like football, obviously, number one. It's an event. Basketball, as far as just, I'm talking from like a fan's perspective, as far as what's more entertaining, because I know I'm going to see these guys pretty soon. Football, basketball, then probably hockey, and then baseball. That's kind of the order for me. And it's not, you know, the order of sports. It's just the order of which draft is most interesting. Because I'm not Bruce, who said he sat and watched all of the first round yesterday. And second, what was it, first and second round and whatever rounds? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it's a crapshoot in the first round. The NFL and NHL and NBA, it's not as much of a crapshoot. I mean, it is. There's busts all the time. But you're almost guaranteed to see a first-round pick in the NFL, unless they're a quarterback behind a good quarterback. You're going to see them at some point, whether that's the preseason or what. NBA, look, you're already seeing, you're seeing the rookies play in the summer league. You've been in all in on that, too. I watched, I did not watch Friday. I did not get around to it. I recorded it. I do have it recorded. I just never got around to it. I did watch the Nuggets take on the Hawks last night. Mm-hmm. It's just bad basketball. You have to tell yourself that. It's bad basketball. There's going to be a whistle every time down. Bad shots.
I want a really good back and forth game.
I kind of was.
Watching because I want to see these kids. What do you got? Let me see what you got.
I kind of wanted to see a back and forth game.
Well, their first game was competitive.
Who stood out the most to you? Is it Gillespie or is it Peyton Watson or is it Hunter Tyson?
It's interesting because I feel like with Summer League, every game is its own thing. And you look for things in certain ones.
Way
certain
different.
Players will stand out. Game one, it was Peyton Watson and Hunter Tyson who stood out to me. Game two, Watson again and Giuseppe.
Gillespie.
I keep wanting to say Giuseppe.
It's weird. It seems easy enough to say it, but every time I spit it out, I mess it up.
Gillespie.
I like
Colin Collin.
He had 9 points in the first period.
He's got a little bit of a shot.
He's got a little bit of an attitude, too, which I like.
His shot is just straight into the basket.
Yeah, Peyton Watson, now I'm just paying attention more. He's shooting more in this than we saw him do and actual real games. Got a slow setup there.
He's lanky.
Yeah, so we'll see how he works on that. But Hunter Tyson might be a player.
I think so.
He's smart, though.
He's got a little bit of that Christian Brown attitude.
And he's kind of got this, like, slow it down, settle down, get my point guard. Because Colin Gillespie's just go. Like, I'm dribbling all, oh, God, they're all over me. Here, take the ball, give it right back. Take the ball, give it right back. It's just like, slow down, dude.
Hunter played basketball in college for 5 years. He's 23 years old. I think he knows his way around the court.
They definitely went for experience for some of these guys. I thought Pickett had some moments, but just a few moments there. To me, it was probably Hunter and Gillespie as far as just Gillespie packed a punch last night, I thought. And then Hunter Tyson just looks smart.
Oh yeah,
he just looks like a smart basketball player. So we'll talk more about Summer League. We got the Home Run Derby tonight. Any interest there? I'm not interested in the Home Run Derby, and I'm not typically interested in the Home Run Derby, but we'll get your thoughts on that one. Texter from the 970, what's the over-under on lost balls by Tanner today at Pelican Lakes? Well, when I talked to him this morning, he couldn't even find out how to get out there because all the road construction, so I don't even know if he's out there. Poor guy. He's calling in. He's like, hey, there's road construction out off 257, right? I'm like, yeah, good luck getting in. But I think he found a way. Who knows? No, I think he's pretty good, dude. I think Tanner's pretty good. I don't know if he'll lose a lot of balls. Six? He's putting it at six? We'll go under that. Never golfed at Pelican Lakes. So.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
I assume there's a lot of lakes.
I'm assuming
so
you.
I'm going to say probably over six.
Over six?
Yeah. I'd be over 10.
Probably. Oh, I would be out of money.
I didn't golf this weekend because I'm actually out of golf balls.
That's what's keeping you. I think I have one in my office if you want it.
Just one. That'll be gone after one tee box. That's going to be wide right.
Just one won't last, man. You got to get a bunch. And I always get the bright ones. When I golf, I always get like the bright pink.
I lose every single one of those.
The bright pink ones?
I get the brightest pink ball you can find, and I lose it somehow.
I have to get those. Otherwise, I'm in trouble. It's the only chance I have, but you can't see them when they sink to the bottom of a lake. 11:52 the time. Quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Five minutes until the top of the hour here. We'll get to the lunch rush. Man, dude, a lot of kind of tough news over the weekend, and I want to get to all of that. Do want to shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, first and foremost. They're now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They're open for all appointments beginning at 8 a.m., and they have on-call physicians that are available for same-day appointments for non-surgical visits. They're obviously all over the Front Range, but they've been working in Greeley now for the last few years. So they've got locations. They got you covered in Fort Collins and Loveland and Greeley and in between. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. I always go and get my Athlon Sports college football preview read-up, and they have Colorado State winning just 5 games this year. So obviously that would not get them into a bowl. The poll question today is available at thewholeshow.com. Are they right? Or do you think the Rams are going to be much better than that? Or do you think they're going to actually come under that with 5? So I want to get into all that. And CU is not given much more. They're given Athlon Sports saying 4. 4 wins. I saw one. Was it Bleacher Report that came out and said CU's only going to beat Stanford this year? That's going to be their only win? Oh, boy. Well, they got Pat Shurmur. So you can take that 4 wins and stuff it, because we got a guy that's coaching them to throw incompletions there in Boulder. So we'll go over that. A lot of news from the weekend. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.